Dave Andrews right now. He is, of course, the president and CEO of the American Hockey League. How often they're going to play. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, no problem. This division, I guess my first question was, what took so long? Because I know Western division teams in the NHL have wanted this for a long time, Dave. Why was finally now the right time?
Well, I think it's, I guess it was a matter of getting the synergy amongst, you know, more than one or two teams wanting to move west. And, you know, I think each of those teams that, particularly the three California teams, have had an interest in this probably going back. I mean, the first contact I had was from Tony Tavares back in, 25 years ago. So I think the reason it is now is that they're, you know, the changes in the importance of the American Hockey League and of player development to NHL teams are pretty significant. And, you know, since the salary cap era started, and I think building every year since then, NHL teams have looked at the American Hockey League as being, you know, probably the most important investment that they make on the hockey operations side, and that if they're investing that kind of money, you know, they really need to make sure they're getting a big bang for their buck. And for the Western-based teams, I think part of getting the best they can of the American Hockey League and being able to manage their American League team effectively and see the players more regularly and have their players closer to them has become very important.
Yeah, Dave, the proximity is important, although from what we can tell, bringing a player up from OKC versus Bakersfield, there's not that much of a difference. Where I see it is there's going to be more time at home, more time, even when you're on a road trip, more practice days available when we're talking about player development.
Well, I think that's definitely true. You know, I think the move for Edmonton from Oklahoma City to Bakersfield, you know, I think they were fairly happy in Oklahoma City. It's just that, you know, the business wasn't working. And then when you began to look at options, you know, Bakersfield seemed to be a great fit, particularly with the opportunity to fit into a new Pacific division of our league. So it's going to be good for our league. You know, hockey is growing by leaps and bounds in California. These teams, these NHL teams in this region have done a terrific job, and you know, for the AHL to now be part of that growth is good for our league. And as you both know, for the AHL, having its NHL partners happy is important. It's a big part of our business model. It is our business model to be a player development league, and with almost half of our teams owned by NHL teams, we need to make certain that we're a good fit for them, and this accomplishes that.
Dave, we'll get back to the relocate. I guess let's go to the schedule then. Are we going to see these five teams in the Pacific? Like, are they going to play each other 10 times? Like, so there's going to be the majority of their games within their division?
Well, we haven't actually established that as yet. We've been meeting even this afternoon after the media event to talk about schedule and how it might work. So that is a work in progress, which will be finalized in the next little while.
Dave, is it possible we could see the teams in this division play fewer games?
It is possible. We're not certain how many fewer games, but I would say it's probably likely that they will play fewer games than the rest of the league. And again, that's as yet to be determined as well.
What would be an accurate number, you think, where maybe we would see fewer games, like four fewer, six fewer? Any idea based on the original conversations on that point?
I really couldn't guess at this point. I would think it'll be, you know, maybe six or eight or 10 fewer games than what the rest of the league plays, which is okay. We'll learn to work with that.
Now, I think for the teams out west, it's a terrific idea for the reasons that have been stated, Dave. You've been with this league a long time. You must have had an awful lot of balls in the air to make this happen, because there's some established franchises with cities that want hockey, and now that landscape for them is changing.
Well, it has, and it hasn't been an easy process. We've been discussing the possibility of a Pacific Division with these teams for about 3 years, and I would say it became a fairly intense negotiation about 12 months ago. And yeah, I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult to move away from cities that we've been in for some time and had good success in. And, you know, it's, you know, what do you say to those fans and what do you say to the people who've worked there? And it's not an easy thing to go through. And it's a very complicated process to move five teams, all in the same year and to deal with the NHL teams involved, the AHL teams involved, the political bodies involved. It's a complicated process. But when you look at the outcome, what we've achieved here is pretty important when you put the collective good of the league over the long term. And as I say, it's important that NHL teams are well served by our league if we're going to continue to be a 30-team league that matches up 1-to-1, and that's strategically important to us. So finding a solution and finding a way to do this, has been obviously the most important file on my desk for quite some time, and it's nice to have achieved it.
Dave, what do you see happening in the long term with the San Jose situation? I don't see how that could work beyond a season or two. Oh, how does the league see this playing out?
Really, that's going to be up to San Jose. I think they have. I think they believe they can be successful in their own building, and I expect they'll be looking at how it plays out over the next few years to see whether they are happy with that or not. So I really couldn't answer the question. I know we certainly had great success in Edmonton with an AHL team when we were there, but again, that was only one team playing in the building at the same time. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. But I think for Doug Wilson and for the Sharks, it was so important to get their players closer to them that this is the optimum solution for now, and we'll see how it plays out from there.
Dave Andrews, CEO and president of the American Hockey League, joins us. They announced a new five-team division, the Pacific Division of the American League, that will start next season, including the Oilers franchise in Bakersfield. That's where they'll move from OKC. You had mentioned, Dave, that they would play 6 to maybe as high as 10 fewer games than the rest of the leagues. Obviously, those teams in that division, their NHL teams, would be okay with it. Do you think other teams would look at that as an advantage because their guys were more rested come playoff time?
Yeah, I expect so. I mean, that's certainly been somewhat of an issue between the rest of the league and this group of teams. But again, we'll sort it out. And when you really look at it over the course of 7 or 8 months, 6 or 8 games is not going to make much difference in terms of competitive advantage. Although it'll feel that way to some of our teams, but again, you have to look at the overall sort of objective of this process, and our clubs voted unanimously in favor of it, which will tell you that they understand the importance of keeping our league strong and being geographically closer to our NHL clubs.
Dave, just to switch gears a bit, do you sense there's a fair amount of interest in the 4-on-4 and 3-on-3 format that we've seen in the minors?
At the NHL level?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you really where the NHL is, whether or not they've been considering it. Certainly, the conversations I've had with a lot of NHL general managers would indicate that they think it's worked really well.
Yeah.
Again, whether it's got a future in the National Hockey League, we certainly didn't, we didn't take it on as a test for the NHL. It was something that grew out of our own competition committee, and we are, frankly, thrilled with it. It's been very, very good for us. The objectives were to reduce the number of games decided in a shootout, and we have certainly accomplished that. And the other objective was that there was a belief that it would be entertaining for our fans once you got players with this level playing with more ice. And that's proven to be true as well. So we really like it. I think it's in the American League to stay, and obviously what the NHL chooses to do, we'll just see how that plays out.
I was looking at the numbers, and I know that shootouts are down, Dave, but overall, what's the feedback been from players and fans? Do they like the new overtime format more than last year when you had more shootouts and then a few minutes less of overtime?
Yeah, I think our players do. Feedback I've gotten directly has been very positive. I saw a media article the other day that you know, showed a couple of players that didn't like it. Both of them were goalies, which is interesting, who seemed to not mind a shootout and don't like the idea of two-on-ones and two-on-ohs coming down their way to settle the game. So, but for fans, I think they really enjoyed it. And, you know, if you see this in person, it's really exciting. I mean, there's a, you know, 10 or 15-second period where the teams are kind of feeling each other out. But as soon as one team sees an opportunity, what seems to happen is you either score or you've got odd man rushes going back and forth for quite some period of time.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, Dave. How much did the going to the shootout numbers change? How many of those shootout games were eliminated?
Well, we had 75% of our games, I believe, is the correct. I don't have it in front of me, but it, somewhere in the area of 75% of our games were going to shootout last year, and that's down in the 30s.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. And you know, the ratio of in terms of goals scored to time played in 3-on-3 is about a goal every 3 minutes, and 4-on-4 is about a goal every 12 minutes. So you can see the impact that 3-on-3 play is having.
Oh, I think it's great. I've watched a few games online, and I've saw it when it was here in the Alberta Junior Hockey League for years. I just think it's a way more exciting rule. I prefer that 3-on-3 over shootout, in my own opinion, and so I think it's great. One last one for you, Dave. With the new Pacific Division, what's the next step for your league? Will you be seeing even more relocation, do you think, in the coming years?
I think we're likely to see a little bit more. I think we're probably going to start to look you know, a little more like the geography of the NHL as time goes on. It seems to be very important to NHL general managers to have their players close. I think it's more, I don't think they have to be completely proximate, but it seems as though sort of having them in the same time zone is helpful. So, you know, for example, now the Florida Panthers are playing in as an affiliate in San Antonio, and I think over time we'll see them probably look to relocate east. To get into the same time zone, I don't think we'll see a movement of teams to Florida because there's just not enough of them proximate to there. But I think we'll see a little bit of movement going forward as well.
Dave, we really appreciate your time. Thanks on what's been, I know, a very busy day for you, for taking some time to join us. Appreciate it.
Great. Yeah, thanks a lot.